Hello, everybody. Welcome to a special edition of the Caleb's Thoughts podcast. And it's special because you're listening to it. Hey, guys. How you doing? Nathan wants to say a few things. Nathan, how you doing?
I'm doing just dandy.
Cool.
That means fine in English.
Okay, Nathan is doing fine. We are in North Carolina right now, staying at our aunt and uncle's house. North Carolina.
Don't say that.
We're in South Carolina right now, staying at our
grandparents' house. No, our aunt and uncle's house.
Nope. At. We are in an underground training facility.
That's the ground moving.
Yeah, it does that sometimes. Anyways, and this is going to be an interesting episode because it's not going to be very funny because I'm going to be doing my analysis of something, of a phenomenon that I think isn't talked about enough, and Nathan is going to react to it.
What?
I mean, I just assume maybe you won't, maybe you'll not listen to it. Not do
maybe
anything.
I'll just, I don't
know. Yeah.
Anyway. I have not heard anything about this.
Nathan just randomly joined.
I was just laying on my bed and I hear, "Hi guys, welcome to special edition of the Caleb's Thoughts podcast.
That's what Nathan's saying. Okay, so anyways, the phenomenon that I'm going to be talking about today is a gym guy, like guys who go to the gym a lot. This is what do you automatically think about that? What are your thoughts before? Just that we know your bias.
I think either like chill guys or like who work out, you know, pretty healthy, or like, oh, dude, I go to the gym. You know,
obsessive guys
or chill guys.
Yeah, I think going to the gym isn't unhealthy. Obviously, I think it can be good for you, but I think that for some people it's not less about the health and more about the appearance, and that's what I'm going to be talking about.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going to be talking about today. So I think that first off, to preface, I have one phrase that is like the whole goal of this podcast, but For you to be in the right state of mind to hear that phrase, I need to go back in time a little bit. So, basically, I don't know if we've all been there, but I assume so that we've all been, like, self-conscious teenagers and whatnot. And, I used to be like that. I used to be a self-conscious teenager, and I still kind of am, you know. I think self-consciousness is pretty normal. I'm sure I'm going to have to deal with it for my entire life. I'm sure that's kind of normal. I don't know. Maybe not. I've only lived 17 years, so who knows. But anyways, and I sort of like, whenever I'd be self-conscious, I'd sort of always assume that, you know, I'd go to the gym and get ripped because that's what you're supposed to do. And then I started going to the gym with my friend Sean Luke a little bit, and I haven't done that in a while. I don't know what he's going through right now, but we haven't done that in a while. But anyways, going there regularly and then taking a break has made me think about it and realize a few things. So one, and I've realized this for a while before I started going to the gym and leaving and then stopped going to the gym. I think like the source of self-consciousness is never what you're self-conscious about. So like, for example, like I used to be self-conscious about my neck because I have a long neck. But the reason that I was self-conscious in general was not the fact that I had a long neck. Like, if I didn't have a long neck, I would still be self-conscious. I'd just be self-conscious about other things, you know? So it's like, there's never a logical reason to be self-conscious, you know? It's always, you may be self-conscious about something, but that something is not what's causing you to be self-conscious in general. You would be self-conscious because no one's going to be perfect, you know, obviously. We're not.
But I'm pretty dang close.
Yeah. Nathan is very self-confident. Okay.
I'm lucky enough that when I'm doing self-conscious, I can look in the mirror and just say, "Dang, that's pretty nice."
Oh, okay. Interesting. Nathan's in an interesting mood right now.
Well, it is like 1, 2 a.m.
It is, in fact, 2 a.m. But yeah, I think like it's important to recognize that, and that doesn't make it easy to. That doesn't necessarily, like, knowing that fact doesn't make it an instant resolve. Doesn't instantly resolve the problem. But I think knowing that deep down that you're not gonna, that to stop being self-conscious, you're not going to stop the imperfection. You're going to stop the mentality. But anyways, and going on that with gym guys, you know, I feel like when it comes to some guys who go to the gym, they might be self-conscious about their body. And
I feel like it's the motive with most guys.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like there's the motive of going to the gym because it's going to make them look good and feel better about who they are and feel better about themselves.
That's not necessarily bad.
No, yeah, yeah. Here's what I think about it. I think that, like, because exercise is good for you, you know? It releases endorphins. It makes you feel good when you're done with it. And it can make you healthy. But, you know, and that's what's especially tricky about what's about working out for that reason, because like if you're working out to you know, stop the, because you're self-conscious about your body, which is a normal thing, well, I think that's at least part of the cause for a lot of guys, at least a lot of teenage guys, is working out because you're self-conscious about who you are. I don't have very much experience with, like, adult men in terms of talking to them about their insecurities, but, maybe that's the case for them as well. But I think what's really dangerous about, you know, working out because you're trying to not be self-conscious anymore and try to fix, quote unquote, fix what you're self-conscious about, is that, like, it's going to make you feel good, and it's going to make you, like, the endorphins is going to make you feel better, and you might see some improvement, which is going to make you feel better. But also, the further that you try to, you know, fix your insecurities, and the further you try to perfect your body, the more you're going to expect out of yourself, and the more self-conscious deep down you're going to be about it. Because you're going to realize that you can never be perfect, and then you're going to keep on working for it. Because, you know, once I started working out, I saw some small improvements, but I looked at myself and said, like, this is going to be, for the most part, my body for the rest of my life, you know? And I need to learn to be okay with that before I can change it.
I feel like, when you go to the gym, you should have the mindset of getting better and not, like, getting better abs or, like, getting better arms or something like that. You want to, like, be better in general, but, like, not, don't have, like, a set goal in mind for, okay.
Yeah, well, here's, let me
I don't know exactly what I'm saying.
Let me, you think about it while I say the final thing I was going to say. So, with working out, like, it fuels the underlying issue of the fact that you're self-conscious about yourself and the fact that you have standards of a perfect body for yourself, and it sort of fuels that, because it continues those expectations of having the perfect body, and it continues the frustrations of not having one. That's Nathan's toe cracking. It continues the frustrations.
I'm self-conscious about that.
Okay, I'm sorry. And it continues the frustrations of not having one, especially when you put in work to it. So it sort of, I think it can, you know, sort of fuel the source of the problem, which is being self-conscious. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, it's also covering it up and make you feel like you're getting better in that problem because of the endorphins and because you're seeing slight improvements over time. So, and that's why I think it can be really, really, really dangerous for your like consciousness and for your mentality, because the most dangerous drugs are always the one that are, like, killing you deep down but making you feel like you're getting better. You know, those are the most dangerous ones.
Yeah.
Like the ones that make you feel better about the problems, but then deep down they're actually making those problems worse. Those are the ones that are the most addictive, and those are the ones that are, you know, the most dangerous for many people and can ruin many people's lives. And I'm not saying that working out is like cocaine, you know. Obviously working
out,
they're a little different. A bit different. Obviously working out is good for your body, and you know, it can make you healthy, it can make you, give you endorphins, and make you happy. But I think the sort of mentality that, you know, I don't know, I sort of see these things where, like, if someone's like on TikTok and they're saying, oh bro, this girl, I love this girl so much, what am I gonna do? And they're just like venting on TikTok for some reason because they trust random strangers online. They're you know, telling us
they want attention.
Or they want attention. And they're telling us about the fact that they like somebody and they want to, they don't know what to do about it. And usually people in the comments will be like, will be like, oh bro, focus on yourself, work out, hit the gym, you know, and start waking up early and whatnot.
Yeah, because if a girl will only date you if you're ripped,
which that's not, that's really not true for
it's,
any
it's
girl.
Not true,
it's not, it's really not true,
it's not true girl. And if it is, just don't
that,
date
that's well yeah but that that the truth, the real truth is that that's not really not the case for anybody. Yeah. And if that is, they're going through their own things, and I'm lucky enough to think that it's not a real case because I'm surrounded by good people. But at least in my experience, that's really not true at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that mentality where like an essential part of your growth is going to the gym and getting absolutely ripped is sort of like is very misleading, first off. And
because people have different body types.
Obviously.
You can't be like, ooh, I'm going to go to the gym, get like an absolutely like gigantic chest when you're just built like a skinny guy.
Yeah,
you could get muscles and you could get ripped, but you're not going to have just a completely different build, you know?
I feel like, honestly, like, you would not be a more functional person. You know what I mean? You would not be enjoying your life in general more if you got ripped. You know what I mean? Like, you would need to, I think.
Yeah, if anything, it'd be less, because you'd have to, you notice differences if you, like, relax for a little bit.
Like, exactly.
If you went, like, on a vacation for, like, a week or two, and didn't work out the whole vacation, you notice that, and then you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you become more self-conscious.
Even then, I feel like, you know, you could absolutely, if you see people walking around with like, and they're absolutely like in the gym and they're absolutely gigantic and they're ripped and they have like gigantic chests and arms and stuff like that, like you could destroy them in a game of basketball. You would demolish them. They would be, because they're not training.
I would not.
You might. You might. I mean, maybe not, but like, you would run laps around them. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like, in terms of actual effectiveness.
Like the one bodybuilder that this one person mentioned on TikTok. And then the one person said, like, yeah, he can run, like, an 8-minute mile.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And it took me a second to process it. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not very fast. I ran, like, 6 miles averaging around, like, probably, like, below 8 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's not
impressive. Yeah, basically.
Unless it depends, like.
No, I'm not
trying to say, like,
yeah.
if you are running an 8-minute mile, it's not to say that that's bad. Because let's say you're running a 10-minute mile, you get to an 8-minute mile, that's really good. Or you're running an 8-minute mile right now, you're just starting to run, you get down to like a 6-minute mile, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing, that's why I like running. It's not based on your time is based on other people's, it's based on your time, is based on your time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that, like, but I think looks is not an important, like.
Yeah, in my people, when I work out, my goal is not to look good, my goal is to be good, you know?
Yeah.
I want to be healthy, I want to,
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of workouts that, like, the only purpose they serve is to make your muscles look bigger and not actually make them more functional. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I know. And did you hear about I think I told you about this, where you, like, inject oil into your muscles to make them look really big, but it ends up just, like, deforming them and then.
Oh, yeah, I've seen memes where people have, like, this guy walks up to your girl, what you doing, and he's got, like, bulbous bicep. It's like purplish pink, and it's like,
oh my like,
and it looks full of liquid.
It is. That's what it is. That's crazy. It's disgusting. And it's just like, it's also like very, it will like, I think it doesn't even make, it does, it's just cosmetics. It does not, it, I think it makes you less strong.
Oh yeah, no,
like
I'm sure.
I think it deteriorates the muscle. So that's one thing, like this guy, like went to like the doctor for it.
Yeah.
And it ended up like his muscles were almost gone.
Yeah.
It was just the oil.
And yeah.
Yeah, it's not. Don't do whatever that is.
Yeah, don't do that. And the thing is, like, even, I don't know.
The thing is, even.
No. Like, I feel like there are very, very, very few, like, real-world scenarios where like, people who are really, really, really buff and have been working out in with the goal of looking good in mind. I feel like those types of people, there are very, very few real-world scenarios where they would be more fit than a person who, like, runs 3 miles a day, you know? Like, they're very, yeah. I feel like even, like, real-world scenarios where you need no, strength.
Okay. You can say even, I'm just making
I have my aligners in, so it's easier to say even. Even.
You can say even. It's fine.
It's all uncomfortable right. To stay on the even. You have to stay on even. The tip of it. Even. But I can leave. Even. I say even. So. Even.
Okay. Cool.
But, yeah. Like, I feel like, even, like, like,
yeah, you can say even.
I found a happy middle ground. real world uses of where you need strength. Like, that's really not the most effective way to be strong, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
wait, no, what is the most effective way to be strong?
No, I mean, there's like, looking buff does not correlate to being buff, you know what I mean? Like, we know this guy who like does jujitsu and stuff like that, and he's like a very, very, like, he's in great shape.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Good. And like, he's in very, very good shape, and he like might he definitely looks like he's in good shape. Don't get me wrong. Like, some, I'm not saying that people who look in shape are really out of shape and aren't strong. I'm just saying yeah. that like that sort of physical form of like the perfect man isn't necessarily a very athletic look. And nothing against people that look like that, but the people that
yeah, I feel like getting there's a certain level.
Or yeah, I just
is not a good thing, you know.
Yeah, I just think that, and this sounds like I'm dissing those people. Like, I feel bad for them. You know what I mean? Like, they're in this endless loop of feeling self conscious,
like,
and
they
then
probably need to get even more buff. You know
exactly. And some of them do it
unless that's actually like what you enjoy doing.
Yeah, no,
if you're not feeling self, if you're like, if you want to be a bodybuilder or something like that.
Yeah, no, I'll see some people like that on TikTok where they're purely doing it for, where they're purely doing it for.
I feel like most things in life, if done with good intentions, will have good results.
Yeah, like crack cocaine.
I said most. And one of those things.
One of the things under. Oh.
Oh.
There's a Venn diagram. There's some things where almost
we just both said uh-oh. We go back to talking. We're not going to explain more.
We're not going to explain.
Okay. You can't see that. And I'm also not going to explain that.
What happened? I was getting closer and thinking about whether or not I was going to explain what happened, and then I got really close to the phone and decided that I wasn't going to explain.
Except you opened it, I heard a couple noises come out a couple times.
I was about like, to start.
You were about to say it, and then you stopped. And then you were about to say it again, and then you stopped again. Yeah. And then you just went away.
We do goof around, don't we?
We're such goofers.
Yeah, facts.
Gooby.
I actually don't remember what I was going to say. That sucks.
What are we talking about?
Venn diagrams. Uh-oh.
I should stop moving.
So, there's two circles, right? Things that are, like, good to almost every extent, and things that are bad to almost every extent. And then there's the middle. There's the one that combined two of them.
things that are usually good, things that are usually bad, and then the circle of, and then the middle circle is things that are
really, really, really good.
No, things that there's a happy middle ground. You know, like yeah, you have to find that perfect spot. But once you do, they're good, right?
Well, then why not just stay in the really good things?
Because those the usually good things are things that you don't have to worry about the extent too much, you know.
Yeah.
Usually bad things are the things that you know is going to be bad. And I think a perfect example of the Venn diagram of that middle part is crack. Absolutely.
What?
It's crack. I'm joking.
No, I don't understand.
Okay.
Give me an actual example, because I'm not getting it.
Alcohol. Like, it's usually...
Yeah, yeah.
It can usually be seen as bad. But...
I mean, so it's mostly like bad things that become a middle ground, right?
Not necessarily.
It could be a good thing becoming a middle ground.
Exactly. It can be a good thing that's in the middle ground, or a bad thing that's in the middle ground.
Or a bad thing that becomes a good thing.
Or a good thing that becomes a bad thing.
Exactly. It's not a Venn diagram.
It's not a very...
It's a scatter plot. Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
It's okay.
It's a ocean.
Life is an ocean full of... crazy people.
Life is an ocean full of Venn diagrams.
No.
So what's an interesting part of this episode is that we've been moving the microphone around a lot, and now it's up to my mouth.
This better sound good. Caleb, you're overcompensating for not having a Blue Yeti.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my take on.
Wow.
I think the big thing is that like the things that deep down are making it worse, but make you feel better about it. Like things that are making the problem worse, but make you feel better about the problem are the most dangerous things.
Yeah.
And I think that when that becomes the case, I think really when that becomes the case for any substance, that's when it becomes dangerous, you know what I mean? Like, that's really the sign of...
I did not hear anything you just said there.
That is interesting, because there was nothing hindering you from hearing.
Oh, yeah, no. I was listening, but it's just, ooh, one here, ooh, out the other.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
My bad.
That's okay. But, like...
You don't have to explain it again.
No, I'm gonna... Just because I want to hear your take on it.
Okay.
Things that, like... Things that make you, things that deep down make whatever problem you're dealing with worse, but make you feel better about that problem, are the most dangerous things and are usually like what cause addiction.
Oh yeah, okay. So what you're saying about crack cocaine?
Yeah, crack cocaine is probably not good to do.
Probably.
Are crack and cocaine different drugs, or are they the same drug?
Are we saying crack cocaine, and then we're just making it up?
I think...
No.
We didn't. I've definitely heard crack cocaine used in the same sentence. I think it's two different forms of the same drug.
Oh, yeah.
I think crack is the smokable one, and cocaine is usually snorted.
Meth is the smokable one, right?
Meth, that's a different type of drug.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, we've been
watching Breaking Bad.
We've been watching Breaking Bad.
We're still figuring stuff out.
It's okay, we'll get there. But, yeah, so I think whenever some things like alcohol, I don't know, weed, I'm sure some other drugs, shrooms are like psychedelics are a different type of thing, and I've talked about that on this podcast, not because I've used them. I do intend to at some point, probably in college, just because it'll be easiest. Probably in college, just because it'll be easier to find them there.
Yeah.
But don't worry, guys. I'm going to be...
No, shrooms are growing, they're growing trees in college.
Shrooms grow on.
If you want to walk in a forest in college, just find shrooms. I heard a story, I don't know where I saw this, maybe meme, maybe, I don't know, I have no clue where I saw this, but I saw like a picture of a dog just laying down with his eyes wide open, and the caption was like, I took my dog to the vet just for the doctor to tell him that he was high, he ate some mushrooms. And it was pretty funny to see, like, the dog just, like, like going through something.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's really interesting that, like...
I know that other animals
can get high. I wonder which ones can and which ones can't.
I'm sure they all can, but it doesn't affect them to the
You think extent. Jellyfish can? I don't think jellyfish
can. No, jellyfish can't.
That's what I'm saying. Which ones can and why?
Well, they probably definitely have to have a brain because drugs affect the neurons.
Jellyfish are people too.
They don't have brains, though. They don't have neurons to be affected.
Huh. How are jellyfish alive?
I don't know.
We need to figure this out.
Yes,
what
we
if,
do.
What if there's like a hive mind? No, we would have found that already. Okay.
Yeah, anyways, don't worry about me, guys. I'm not going to become a drug addict. Clearly, I know a thing or two about not being an addict, because I'm talking about not working out.
I am not addicted to working out, that's for sure.
That is for sure. If you can take anything away from this episode, just know that I'm never going to become addicted to working out. But yeah, I think, like, there are certain things... I'm going, like, 5 minutes back in time now. There are certain things that, like...
Yeah, that's the great thing about your podcast. It's everywhere.
It's all over the place.
It's off the grid.
Grid. Yeah. So I actually don't feel like doing this episode anymore. I feel tired and I want to go to sleep. So don't end it. I have a plan.
You have a plan?
Yeah, I'm just going to like finish it up and do some final remarks. Okay. This is my podcast.
I'm not going to stop. I'm just going to say something.
Okay, you can do that in a sec. Basically, yeah.
I've lost it. I don't know what I was going to say, but it's going to be great. And now I don't remember it.
Try to remember it. Go through the things you were thinking about before that and then see if you can get back. Anyways, yeah, there are things that like...
I'm not feeling it now.
Okay, neither am I. I don't feel like doing this at all. I really don't want to explain what I was going to say.
Guys, it's healthier to run.